Hi, this is Richard Lynch, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with my buddy Jim Madonna. And thanks, folks, for listening.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today I am super excited for today's show because I have on the line independent country music Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard Lynch on the line. Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me. It's an absolute honor to be on your show. I appreciate you having me on, sir.
Well, Richard, you know, I've got to say, I have listened to your music, and I am so blessed to have Michael Stover in my life. He had brought me to your page. I am a huge, huge Richard Lynch fan. Amazing, amazing work. And I truly, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart, you taking your time and calling me out of your busy schedule.
Well, Jim, thank you. If it wasn't for you guys playing our music and giving us the opportunity to let our music be heard, we wouldn't have much of a shot in this business. So we appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you, sir. Richard, why don't we go ahead and get started, and why don't you give the listeners some history about who Richard Lynch is and how you got started in the business. And you know, we're just going to have a great time. We're going to play some songs throughout this interview. So what I would like to do is turn the floor over to you, sir.
Well, thank you for asking. You know, I'm a second generation traditional country music loving artist. My dad was a well established kind of artist in his own right. He played music with the likes of Bobby Bear and Glenn Campbell and Porter Wagoner and many, many others in our area where I grew up. And I grew up at a little farm just in southwestern Ohio. And I can remember as a kid, my dad would, you know, go on the weekends, he'd be playing music somewhere, and I got a little older, and I got to go see him play for the first time, and here we are at this big, beautiful outside concert, and my dad is playing music on this big, massive stage, and you know, and I'm seeing people that I watch on television, like Porter Wagoner and Bobby Bear, and I'm seeing my dad perform and entertain all these people. And he's with these people that I idolize on television, and I'm just mesmerized that, you know, how my dad can really just capture these people with his traditional music. And I knew at a young age that's something that I wanted to do. And you know, I got the opportunity pretty young to start performing and playing my music. And I just really love the traditional sound. I want to keep it traditional. I want the folks to have an opportunity to hear what I call real country music is out there, because it's a whole lot different than what they're playing today. That's how I look at it.
You, Richard, definitely have just your melodies. What you do is just, it's mesmerizing. It really,
thank you, Jim.
Really is.
Thank you so much.
What's going on with Richard Lynch? I mean, you doing any tours? What's happening at this moment?
Well, I am, amazingly enough, I have really just been really fortunate. We've been so busy this last year. We've been playing all over Texas and Florida and Alabama and in Tennessee and Kentucky and Indiana and Ohio, Michigan, and on and on and on. We have dates all over the place. Going to be leaving in the morning, playing a show in Springfield, Missouri. We're doing a 12-hour run out there so we can drive straight back 12 hours and play our hometown Saturday. And I'm not complaining at all. I really enjoy the fact that we can get out and meet these people that love our music. And, you know, I love good people. You know, when they come out and talk to me and shake their hand with me and they're glad to meet me, I feel honored because I'm honored to meet them people. Those are people that share my passion and share that, you know, that love for that good traditional country music.
What do you think, in your opinion, has happened in the industry today? We all can agree that the music industry, whatever genre it is, has gone south. It's not like it was 20 years ago. There may be some pros or cons. You know, what's your feeling about that?
Well, my opinion is that, you know, today's country music, or so-called country music, has kind of been sold out to the fact that there's always this industry chasing the dollar. But if you ask me about the industry, it seems like the industry is missing a very large proportion of the public out there, which is our age, you know, 35 to on. In 35 and older, they're looking for something of more substance. They're looking for something that they can relate with and connect to, and ironically enough, we're not being catered to. So there's a whole bunch of people that's discontent with the traditional or the current country music, and it would seem to me that they would catch on sooner than later, because there's millions and millions of fans out there that didn't have a source to go to unless they have a source like Jim Madonna and Power Rock Podcast. If it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be having this ability to hear this good music. So to me, it seems like they've missed the boat, and maybe people like you, Jim, can kind of turn the boat a little bit here and get this more traditional sound back on the mainstream. And I'm hoping it does, because there's a lot of good talent out there. I'm not the only person doing it, but it's just nice to be around people that really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Richard, first of all, thank you for what you just said. I greatly appreciate your kind words. When I first started doing interviews, I really had a compassion to interview and speak with the indie artist. However, very honored to do mainstream music. There are so many amazing, gifted, talented artists out there, and yet the industry has got this cap. They can't get their opportunity. And, you know, I'm a pretty straightforward guy, if you will. There, I'm listening to the same stuff I listened to when I was 18 years old.
You know, I know exactly what you mean there, Jim. If you think about it, the people that's playing the music out there, that they all tend to seem to try to go the same direction that what they hear on FM radio and the current main stage. But what they don't realize is they just became a number. They're what everybody else is doing. So they don't have a chance to stand out. For me, I particularly want to do the traditional music, so I'm in a smaller category, so therefore I automatically stand out. And that's my mindset. I want to be able to give people an opportunity to hear what traditional music is supposed to sound like. And when I hear people come up to me and they say, man, where can we get this? We don't have a chance to hear this. Or I hear people say, like, I heard your song and I got goosebumps, and I can't tell you the last time I've got goosebumps. That makes it worthwhile for me when I hear people tell me those kind of things. And so it tells me in my mind that we're doing something right. And I'm going to do my best to keep performing the traditional music and make sure this country music does not go away.
I would like to talk about a particular track that we're going to play next. This one here is called You Show Me Yours. How about some history about that song?
Well, my buddy, Mr. Billy Yates, wrote that song. And he's got a list of songs he's wrote a country mile long, and he wrote for George Jones and on and on and on and on. He submitted a whole bunch of songs to me, and this was just one of the songs that made it on our 12 for our current album. And you know, it's got a little bit of flavor to it. You know, I like the traditional sound, but I also wanted to make sure that all our songs sounded a little bit different there, and this is just one that sounded a little bit different. So I really wanted to get this on our new CD, and not to mention my wife said I should put it on there, so she liked it a lot. So something to do with it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go and let the listeners hear You Show Me Yours with Richard Lynch on Power Rock Podcast.
I'm gonna call your bluff. Sonic will go right to the lake. Sitting here waiting for the light to turn green. Do I buy you a burger or a big diamond ring? Don't leave me dangling with my heart on the line, baby. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. You show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
Welcome back. We are with Richard Lynch. And Richard, you know, great song, like well done, well arranged. I had a really difficult time choosing these songs. You know, I wanted to open the show with that one for sure.
Well, thank you for Jim. We do that song live, and we're going to be playing with Mr. Wade Hayes here in the near in a couple weeks, and that song was going to be had been requested to be played for sure on the concert. So, you know, it's just it's a great country tune, and we were just glad to have it on our album.
Again, this is an opinion question. What's your thoughts and feelings on social media today with musicians?
The social media, if it's used correctly, it really helps the musician. I really don't know anything about it. My wife and Randy Hayford from Twang Thang Music, they do basically all of my promoting and all the social media things, not to mention all the radio contacts. They do all that for me. I mentioned I'm just an old farm boy, so they do that for me. But I can see how a wonderful tool that the social media can be. And, you know, as long as you don't abuse it and as long as you don't, take it in a direction where it's not meant to be taken, I think it's a really good thing. It's helped me immensely.
The next track I want to talk about is a track that has touched my heart in such a way that I have never been touched before. The song I'm referring to is called A Better Place. And I want to share a little something with you. I've listened to a lot of country music. This particular song has touched me in such a way that I have never been touched before. Absolute beautiful, beautiful song. My wife and I listened to that track and sat and held each other and cried. Man, first of all, I just want to thank you for that track. How about some history?
The first time I heard that song, once again, my friend Mr. Billy Yates had written that song for, and I got to hear that one. And the first time I heard it, I was absolutely, for sure, 100% knew that that song had to be on the CD. I didn't think or didn't realize at first that it was going to be my title cut. I just knew it was a powerful song. But I got to thinking about it, and I got to realizing how many people that song touched. You know, I knew it touched me, and I'm so thankful that I got to be in the studio and perform a tune that touches lots and lots of people out there in different ways. You know, so to have the ability to hear a song and then have the ability to get in the studio and get it on record and get it played around the country and around the world, you have no idea how appreciative I am. And I hear these wonderful people, you yourself, telling me things, how much they appreciate it. But, you know, the truth of the matter is it's a mutual appreciation. If it wasn't for you folks listening and appreciating what we're doing, I couldn't do it. But the truth of the matter is the song speaks for itself. It's just an amazing song.
Indeed it is. So let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Better Place with Richard Lynch on Power Rock Podcast.
I was driving, it was raining, on my way to bring her roses. When I got there, she wasn't there alone. Oh, it tore my world to pieces to know we'd never be together. So I said goodbye and headed off down the road. I couldn't see for the tears had rained. I heard the crash and I felt the pain, and my life was over just like that. But I'm in a better place. No more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my reason for living, and after all the love I'd given, I never dreamed I'd with this heartache. Oh, but I'm in a better place. Now she's standing there crying like she's dying to hold me. Too bad she waited too late. I spent most of my life just trying to make her love me. I can't believe what it took to finally make her look my way. The preacher man sends up a prayer. The organ music fills the air, and a choir sings as they carry me away. But I'm in a better place, no more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my reason for living, and after all the love I'd given, I never dreamed I'd die with this heartache. Oh, but I'm in a better place. The love I'd given, I never dreamed I'd die with this heartache. Oh, but I'm in a better place.
All right, again, we are back with Richard, and like I had stated, Richard, wow, it leaves me speechless. It's a great song.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Richard, the next question I'd like to ask you is that who really inspires you the most?
Well, you know, I have to go back to my younger days. I was influenced so much by my dad, of course, and, you know, I got a little bit older, and a guy named Keith Whitley came on the scene. And Keith was probably the most influential person in my country music career. I say a close second would be Conway Twitty. But between Conway Twitty and what Keith Whitley did for country music, it's a rare event to have anything come close to that. But once in a while, I hear an artist that, you know, that kind of gives me a little glimmer. But, you know, the absolute raw ability to hear people like Keith Whitley and Conway Twitty, their music was so real and so passionate. You know, when they wrote the truth, you know, someone told me a country song should be three chords and the truth. So I equate that little thing I learned in life with people like Conway and my dad and Keith Whitley, if that answers your question, any.
If you had an opportunity to sit down with an artist and do a duet or share the main stage, who would that artist be?
Oh, without a question, it'd be Keith Whitley. He'd be my absolute awesome person who I would want to be. Have the opportunity to do a duet with him. I got to play a show with Keith about 6 months before he died, and I got to meet him and talk with him, and I knew some of his band members from the area up here where I played music and where I was from. Ironically enough, about 3 or 4 days when he passed, 3 or 4 days, you know, would have been another chance we would have played another show with him. So I was really heartbroken, you know, because I would have had the second show under my belt with him. So if I had to answer the question, it would definitely be Keith Whitley.
The next song I would like to talk about is called Hold Your Horses. How about some history on that one?
Well, Hold Your Horses is kind of special to me, you know, because I love the title. And the music has its own little Western country Western flavor to it. You know, I have horses and donkeys, and we have a farm out here, and we raise hay. And, you know, I was raised on an old farm, and I've always loved that farm way of life. And Hold Your Horses kind of represents my way of life. It's something that I respect. It's something I appreciate. And it has a great message. You know, hold your horses. You know, you can get out there with whatever business you're in or whatever occupation you're doing. Sometimes a guy can get overwhelmed, and sometimes you tend to misthink or not necessarily think the right way. So Hold Your Horses kind of sums it up for me, and it tells a good story about maybe reining him back in.
All right. Well, here it is. Hold Your Horses with Richard Lynch on Power Rock Podcast.
He threw on his old blue jeans and dusted off his chaps. Opened up the dresser drawer, took out an old road map. She said, "Please, won't you listen to me? I'm at the end of my rope." He said, "I ain't got time to talk right now. Babe, I really gotta go." And she said, "Hold your horses. Stop there in your tracks. If you leave this time, don't plan on coming back. And if that damned rodeo is where you'd rather be, you can hold your horses instead of holding me." There in the hallway, tears rolling down her face. She said, "I can't take another lonely night, just praying that you're okay. Can't you see this is killing me? I can't live like this no more." He said, "Darling, I promise I'll call you tonight." As he headed out the door, she said, "Hold your horses. Stop there in your tracks. If you leave this time, don't plan on coming back. And if that damned rodeo is where you'd rather be, then you can hold your horses instead of holding me."
We are back with Richard. Again, a wonderful, wonderful song. Richard, what we're going to do is I am going to ask you another question, and then we're going to go ahead and close this show out. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans? How do you want people to remember you by?
Well, I would love people to remember that I was honest and I said what I did and I did what I said. I want people to remember me that, I had a passion for my true traditional country music. I had a passion for my farming way of life. And I just want people to remember me that, I stood for something more than just, a passing whim. Because country music to me should be forever. And I want to do my part to make sure I have it last forever or as long as I'm on this earth. So maybe they'll remember me by some songs like A Better Place and these other songs that I'm fortunate enough to record. So that would be my way of something that they can remember me by.
Wow, that's a great answer. Well, like I said, Richard, we're going to go ahead and close it out. And again, I just truly want to thank you for taking your time, calling me. And I do want to say to you that I truly wish you the utmost success in all that you do. And that you take that main stage by storm. You keep touching lives as much as you have touched mine. People need to hear what you have to offer. And I am just so honored to be part of this. Again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you to all your wonderful listeners. And we'll cross paths out there somewhere, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it. An interview with Richard Lynch on Power Rock Podcast. I am your host, Jim Madonna. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with one more tune. This one here is called She's Got Me Drinking Again. Peace.
Said she found somebody new. I fell apart with an aching heart. Didn't know what to do. So I got dressed up and jumped in my truck. Faked me a big old grin. Called my buddy Bill. Said there's no time to kill. She got me drinking again. Back on the bottle, back on the stool. Telling dirty jokes, laughing like a fool. So here's a toast to what he used to be. Yeah, thanks to her, I'm back out hanging out with my friends. She got me drinking again. So we paid our tab and crawled in a cab and went back to your house. Then we started to think as you poured us some drinks. You said, boys, I got it figured out. And I don't really miss what I thought I had before she skipped. So I picked up the phone and I heard her moan when I said, you got me drinking again. Back on the bottle, back on the stool. Telling dirty jokes, laughing like a fool. Having lots of fun just being me. So here's a toast to what you used to be. Yeah, thanks to her, I'm back out hanging out with my friends. Drinking.